We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Dr. Jones' message is one in a series entitled Word of Truth.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and he said, it's strange to me how God Almighty goes along in this world and lets people suffer and let men, governments fall and let this happen and that happen and so forth and so on. And he said, God made the world. I said, yes, God made the earth. Man made the world. You ever stop thinking of that? Any mess in this world God didn't make. He doesn't make a mess. There's nothing destructive about God. Everything's constructive. God creates, man destroys. That's the story of the human race. Now the earth is the Lord. And all the fullness thereof, the trees, the rivers, the flowers, all of it belongs to God. He made the flowers. He made the trees. He made the rivers that run to the sea. He made the earth. But on this earth, man built world systems. And he can't build a permanent system. He never has been able to do it. He never can do it. Now, we don't know how old the earth is. We go back and say about 6,000 years that man's been on the face of the earth. But that's not how long the earth's been here. We read in the first verse of Genesis, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. And that word, as I've told you before, for create means he made everything out of nothing. He had no material to start with. He created the earth. And the heavens, and he made all these things out of nothing. All right. Now, the next verse in Genesis is the earth was without form and void. It should be literally, and it became waste and desolate. We don't know how many years between the first verse of Genesis and the second verse of Genesis. We don't know about that. We are told in the Bible that God did not create the earth waste and desolate. That's not the way God does things. The evolutionary process is man's process. People talk about the Darwinian theory of evolution, the most foolish talk in the world. In the word, in history, or the Bible, it could even intimate such a thing. All right. Now, God created the heaven and the earth out of nothing, and the earth was here, made to the habitation of angels. I don't know. But it was here, and we don't know how long. And then something happened to it. And the Bible intimates that it had something to do with the fall of angels when the devil was cast out. All right, then in the second verse of Genesis, God takes up a chaotic earth and makes it habitable for man. And on this earth that was cursed because of something that happened to it, God created man and created a woman and put them in a garden and started them off with all of the blessings of God. They breathe air that filled them through jungles of roses and slept at night in beds of lilies. And it was a good world. And a good garden, and they had all they needed to eat. And God said, now you go out and take care of it. He gave man something to do. All right, man went to the garden, and man sinned. He destroyed what God made. God gave him the flowers and the fruits and so forth. He destroyed it. All right, now the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. All the flowers, all the trees, everything is here that belongs to God. But the world is man's system. Now, God told him how to build it. God told him, well, you're going to have faith in it. He said, you'll have to earn your bread by the sweat of your brow. Women will bring forth children with pain, and so forth and so on. He told him what they're going to have to do. You're going to have to till the soil and work. It's become necessary for man to work. But God told man what to do. He told him, go and replenish the earth and all that kind of thing. He told him how to live. Told him the kind of life to live. Now, man went out and built a system, and the trouble with man is he didn't live like God told him to live. He didn't do that. He said, thou shalt have no other God before me, and man made him another God. He worshipped his ambition. He worshipped his pride. He listened to a voice from the devil. And all the chaos in the earth, not the chaos from the original fall, all the chaos in government, and all the bloody battlefields, and all the wars, all the graveyards, everything's happened, is a mess that man made. That's what happened. Man made the mess. And he's still making a mess. He makes a mess now. Here we are today in the midst of prosperity with every resource, every blessing, and all the wonderful goodness of God to this earth. And man just can't run it. He just won't do what God tells him to do. He won't live like God tells him to live. He makes a mess of it. All right, now what's God doing with people today? Well, there's a sense in which God is not dealing with nations, except controlling nations in this particular. He doesn't let any nation interfere with his plans and purpose. What are his purposes now? Well, it's not the purpose of God now to put this earth back to Edenic purity. When they had that wonderful conference in the 17th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, Paul stood up there and said, God Almighty has set this thing up. There were three classes of people. There were the Jew, the Gentile, the Church of God. And Paul said that God was gathering out among the nations a people for his name. He's getting a bride for Christ now. The bridegroom's up in heaven. Holy Spirit in this earth, calling out from the nations of the earth, all over the world, people that will trust Jesus, and they are the elect. You can have what you please about that. A man's not one of the elects unless he trusts Christ, so that settles as far as I'm concerned. Dwight L. Moody, I've told you, said that he didn't know who was elected, and so he'd go out and get busy and said, you boys get out and go to winning souls. If you happen to get somebody that isn't elected, think the Lord will excuse you, get busy. So if election's absolutely so, when a certain number of people are elected, wouldn't interfere with my responsibility. I wouldn't know who they were anyhow, so I had to go out and preach the gospel to every creature, take it to everybody, see. So man has no excuse. All right, so he's getting out from the nations of the world, the people of his name. Now that's what's happening all over the world. He's gathering out, gathering out, gathering out, and right in the midst of religion today, we are sowing the seed that's going to produce ruin. Your religious liberalism doesn't believe the Bible, won't believe what God says. And those that say they do believe what God says go right along with those that don't believe what God says. Don't live like God told them to live. He told them to be separated. Now, God called Abraham and told him he'd let him sire a race. So Abraham said, all right, God, I'll go along. God told Noah to build an ark, and God said, I'll take care of you and your family, and so forth and on. I'm going to destroy the race, but you come on. I'll leave something in the world, on this earth that I made, something here, and you go on and live like I tell you to live. So God has come down the ages, taking care of his own. Now, children of God are the light of the world, born-again people. They're the salt of the earth. They are down here, and they have an influence. They keep corruption from spreading more than it would spread. But they're not running the world. Christian people not run the world. Christian people never have run the world. When Christianity was sweeping the world with more power than any time ever known, back in the apostolic days, pagan Rome was killing all the Christians at the time. They weren't running the world. They weren't running Rome. Paul got his head cut off, and Christians were put in jail and persecuted by the Roman Empire. When Christianity was at the zenith of its power, not at the zenith of its influence, but at the zenith of its power, and all that thing going on at that time, and there was pagan Rome, why, you know, the world has nothing to do with Christianity, the world system. Christians are in the world, but they're not of it. Naturally, they have an influence here. You can have a good man here in a community without that man having some degree of influence, but he's not running the community. He's in the world, but the Bible says he's not of the world. A Christian belongs to a heavenly system. Our citizenship's in heaven, whence we look for the Lord Jesus, who shall change the bodies of our humiliation. They may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, whereby he's able to do all things unto himself. Now, you know, the trouble is, man is trying to fix the world. Adam and Eve went out from the Garden of Eden, and they knew about the atonement. They told their children about it. Cain and Abel knew. And one day Cain brought product of his hands, his hard work, said, I should have earned this. I worked hard to produce this, Lord. I won't offer you what I made. The fruit of his effort. And Abel came along and said, in my hand no price I bring. I have just a little lamb here. And this is the lamb that I bring to offer for my sins. Blood is to typify the blood which the Lamb of God is going to shed someday on a cross. And he offered that blood. God accepted it. And Cain didn't like it. And he didn't like God accepting what some fellow brought, wouldn't accept what he brought. He brought that to him until Cain got mad, hated his brother, and slew his brother. And all down the years now, men that are self-righteous hate the man that accepts God's righteousness. There's hatred. He said, don't be surprised the world hates you. It hated me. It hated me. Sometimes you think, you know, that everybody'd be for you. Wouldn't you think everybody'd be for Bob Jones University? Decent young people, nice, clean young people, talented most of them, coming a long ways to get here, want to live good, clean lives. Nobody on the campus even smokes. Yeah, we run a good, clean place. Never sent a girl home in disgrace in the history of this school. You good people would say, well, we'd like everybody to be for that. Whether they like an individual or not, you'd think everybody would be for it. Well, they're not. They're not. And he said, don't be surprised if they're not. You can expect that. You have certain people that admire you. They respect you. They respect you for your music and your speech and your business efficiency. And educators respect you for your education. But when you come down to religious testimony, they say they're rank fundamentalists and they're ultra fundamentalists and they're narrow. Well, God's plan of salvation always has been narrow. You know, the road to heaven's always been narrow. God's never had a majority in the history of the world. He always had a minority. Why, only a small percentage of world population even claims to be Christian. You think of people now in China. You wouldn't call China a Christian nation. You wouldn't call India a Christian nation. There good some Christians in those nations. We speak of America and England as Christian countries. They are not Christian countries. Don't slander Christianity by saying that. There are Christians in these countries that have a moral influence, a restraining influence. But if you took that restraint off, immediately what would happen? Man would go down. You know, talk about man evolving up. You just take the restraint off, he goes down all the time. That's been the history of the race. And when the Holy Spirit is taken out of the world, if he's presently withdrawn, turn man loose on his own, what will happen then? Paul says the great day cannot come when the Antichrist will manifest himself until he, the Holy Spirit, is taken out of the world. When the saints are taken up with them and the world's left here for a while and no restraint, then see what will happen. Why, you people here, business people, you don't know what you owe to the restraining power and influence of Christian people in the world. There's a restraint. Somehow or other, it does something. It holds back. It doesn't save people. It holds back the judgment of God. You know, and I was down in Georgia, and old Dr. Bounds down there used to get up before day and pray for several hours. That man wrote the book on prayer. Well, marvelous man, old saint of God. One day the cyclone came down there through Georgia. And they said, it's the strangest thing in the world. The cyclone was coming through here, and it came right up near the town, then went around the town, missed the town. I said, what time did that happen? They told me. Well, I said, Dr. Bounds and the Lord were having some fellowship, talking things over. Dr. Bounds was always up praying that hour. And the Lord didn't want to be disturbed, so he told them cyclone to go around. Say, yeah, you don't know what you owe to Christian people. You don't know what you, the worst man listening to me is more knows to the prayers of a Christian mother. You don't realize what you owe. So the world is man's world. Man made it. Christian people in it influence it. See? All right? But the earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But the world system is man's system. Now listen just a minute. You ought to thank God Almighty every day for every born-again, uncompromising Christian on this earth. Because they're the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Our Heavenly Father, help us to see. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be true. Help us to be loyal to the Word of God. Help us as individuals to surrender our lives completely to Thee, we pray. In the precious and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., a man who went to his heavenly home after more than 70 years of influencing thousands with his compassion for souls and the Word of God. If you can't remember telephone numbers, grab a pencil and jot this one down. It's 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. When you call, tell us why you want to attend Bob Jones University, and we'll send you your own personal opportunity profile. Did you get the number? It's 1-800-BJ-AND-ME.